Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Judd Hoekstra is here, too. Judd Hoekstra is a new friend. He's a leadership and performance expert. He's a consultant, an author, a speaker, vice president for the Ken Blanchard Companies, who's one of our favorite folks. Ken's been a member of my brain trust for a long time now. He's a co-author of a number of books, including a new one, Crunch Time, How to Be Your Best When It Matters Most. Judd, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you very much.
So I've been telling my audience now for 20 years that the key to our success is our ability to turn a challenge into an opportunity. And it's also one of the reasons why I love being a small business owner, because I think the way you should think about it is that whatever comes in the door, whether it is a challenge or an opportunity, it belongs to me, and I get to keep it, and I get to turn it into whatever I want to turn into, and at that moment, that decision there, you call that crunch time, don't you?
Yes, that's exactly right, Jim.
Tell us about it.
So, interestingly enough, when you're in pressure moments, a funny thing happens in your brain is, and I use this little analogy to say that we've got a couple different parts of our brain, and one part of it is what I refer to as the caveman part of our brain. And unfortunately, this is the part of our brain that takes over when we are under pressure,
mm-hmm.
and it's the fastest and strongest part of our brain. So, you know, sort of our reflexive reaction is to use that caveman part of our brain. And
mm-hmm.
the problem is that the caveman was great when we were under physical threat because it had our sort of fight, flight, or freeze response, and that helped us physically survive, so it's been hardwired into us. The problem is that most of the threats we face today are psychological threats. They're not physical threats. And the caveman still reacts the same way with the fight, flight, or freeze, really trying to help us physically survive. But what ends up happening is, you know, it kicks off this, you know, negative self-talk, and it's highly emotional.
Is it an overreaction?
I'll call it a natural reaction, and in most cases, it is indeed an overreaction to the actual perceived threat. It's not necessarily that we're physically threatened, but our body actually reacts the same way
mm-hmm.
that psychological threat as it does to a physical threat. So it ends up being an overreaction.
And the reason is because, it seems to me, because back to what I was saying earlier, the caveman, if there was a threat, it was a real threat. There was no,
exactly.
there weren't many nuanced threats in his day, was there? It was pretty much black or white. It was either a threat or it wasn't. But for us, a threat could just be a challenge waiting, an opportunity waiting to be revealed to us, right? So if we go off on it, if we overreact to it, then we could miss a great opportunity.
You're exactly right, Jim. And you know, the best performers at crunch time really know how to flip that switch and flip it from threat to opportunity. And the way they do that is they hit the pause button on their caveman. And they engage the kind of, I call it the conscious thinker part of their brain.
Right.
Which allows you to actually, you know, choose your response. It's the more logical part of your brain. I think the funny part about the caveman is it presents its thinking as if it's a command, as if you have to listen to it. And my co-author, Rick Peterson, said, you know, if we put a speaker on your thoughts and broadcast it to the world when your caveman is talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd lock you up and put you in an insane asylum because you're telling yourself all kinds of things like, you know, I'll never do this. I'm going to be the laughing stock of the world when this fails. And, you know,
telling yourself all these things that you're imagining all these things that are never going to happen.
Exactly. Exactly. 99% of what you feared never happened.
Well, I can remember years ago when I was still really struggling from a capital standpoint. I mean, serious struggling, where sometimes I didn't know whether I was going to make it the next hour, let alone the next day. And the phone would ring, and they would tell me that it was my banker on the phone. And I would immediately imagine all the horrible things that he was about to tell me that I didn't know, right? And I'd sit there looking at that blinking light thinking, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? And, of course, I'm imagining all these defenses, right? I'd pick up the phone. He'd say, hey, Jim, you got time for golf?
That's great.
I mean, I don't know how many times that happened. And eventually, after and another thing that happens, I think this is what helps with crunch time. You can tell me if I'm right or not. Once you spend a little time in the marketplace and the last alligator that you thought was going to take you down, you wind up handling it. After a while, you start saying, well, you know what? Unless this is a bigger alligator than the last time, I think I can handle this.
You're right. You're right. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting to me about this sort of caveman part of our brain is that, you know, we're never going to get rid of it. It's always going to be there.
It always remembers itself.
We need it for the physical threats that we might face. And it's also, you know, it is a survival mechanism from a physical standpoint, so we're never going to get rid of it. But the thing is that you can learn to actually rewire your brain, and you can learn to move much faster from that threat to the opportunity because you do call upon those past experiences where you've had success. You're able to think through, hey, I've prepared for this situation. I've done this before multiple times, and exactly like you said, and that allows you to flip that switch faster.
Well, I have some little things that I say to myself when I run into things like that. That I've learned over the years. And one of them is, well, this is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber. I would say things like that. Or if it was really something, might be ugly, might be something really kind of maybe insulting or distasteful or whatever, you know, and or maybe even insulting, I would say to myself, I don't know if you ever heard this, if you read the comics years ago, but I would say what Sylvester Pussycat would say when they threw him out of a diner. You know, he was trying to get a free meal. They throw him out. He'd say, I've been thrown out of better places than this.
Exactly. Exactly.
but having that kind of – does that help you? That helps me with crunch time. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You need to be able to replace the kind of the natural negative self-talk that invades under a pressure situation and replace it with that positive self-talk. And the stuff, you know – one of the questions that I ask myself, two questions. One is, do I want to
hold
think?
On to, hey,
do I want
hey, to hey, hey Judd, hold on to that thought. Hold those two questions.
Sure.
And we'll get you to come back after these messages and tell us. The book is called Crunch Time, How to Be Your Best When It Matters Most. Judd Hoekstra and I will be right back. Stay with us. New York's fine,
but it ain't. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.